Hello and welcome to the Friday, November 15th, 2013 edition of the Science Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start with a couple of minor patches. iOS 7.04 was released. It fixes one security issue with unauthorized in-application purchases. Essentially, what may happen here is that a user of the device does purchase an add-on within an application without sufficiently authenticating to the Apple Store. I think this is one of those patches, apply at your convenience, nothing really too critical here. Web applications, we do have updates for PHP BB as well as MediaWiki. Haven't seen any security content for the PHP BB update. The MediaWiki patch does include two security fixes. One is a cross-site scripting fix. The other one fixes the caching headers in some authenticated pages. What may happen without those headers is that a proxy will cache a response including set cookie headers, and as a result, users' sessions may get confused. This actually happens quite often, that caching headers aren't really set correctly. They're not trivial in some cases because how different browsers and proxies interpret them. So certainly something to review from time to time. And we got a solution for at least one of the packets that I posted as part of the packet challenge with weird Ethernet headers. Turns out that one of the packets is actually a DHCP packet. Thanks to Mike here, who identified this particular packet. And he also noted that this particular Ethernet type is a non-standard Ethernet type that is defined in ifether.h, which is one of the standard networking libraries. This may actually explain also the second packet here, but I got more, and maybe we'll post another challenge tomorrow with yet another sort of messed up packet. And various companies, including Facebook, started to warn users if they use the same password on their respective site as they used on Adobe's site. Over the last week or so, a number of sites offered the complete data dump from Adobe.com for a download. If you remember, it was leaked a couple of months ago. And this data dump does include email addresses, encrypted passwords, and password hints. To the best of my knowledge, the encryption key that was used in this case has not been broken, but in many cases, the password hints are very telling, and even just the password itself. So typically what these companies like Facebook are now doing is they use these password hints and apply their own hashing algorithm and check if they end up with a hash in the database that matches the one they obtain by using the Adobe password hint. And HiSea News has an article that points to an older bug report in Thunderbird with S/MIME signatures. And sadly, even though this bug report was originally filed in 2006, the bug still exists. The reason for this bug is that there are two ways to specify the sender of an email in the email headers. One is the sender header, and then the other header that's usually displayed is the from header. According to the S/MIME RFC, it's not really clear whether or not the signature should match the sender or the from header. Thunderbird allows it to work with either header, but only the from header is displayed. So what this means to the user is that the certificate may look valid because it matches the sender header, but the from header is displayed, and as such, it looks like a validly signed email from this particular individual, which may have nothing to do with the sender of the email. Sadly, as HiSea points out, that's probably not going to get fixed because Thunderbird is on its way out, and Mozilla kind of announced that it will cease development on Thunderbird. At this point, it doesn't look like any other male client has the same issue, but it's certainly possible. Some are a little bit more ambiguous. They will indicate that the signature matches the sender header, not the from header, but they may still not necessarily show the sender header. So that can be a little bit confusing for the user. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.